Hey, what's up? I'm Grant Perez, and you're listening to Vocalo Radio.
Hey, this is Vocalo Radio, backstage at the final day of Lollapalooza 2024, joined here today by the one and only Grant Perez. How are you today?
Hey, I'm Grant, and I'm great.
Now, you are set to take the stage at the Bacardi stage tonight at 6:30. How are you feeling? It's your first American festival, I've heard. How are you feeling?
I am kind of nervous. I'm very sleepy, but I'm sure I'll wake up later on.
For sure. And have you been here all weekend? Have you caught any other shows?
I got to catch like a few. I luckily got to catch Skrillex midday yesterday. That was really, really sick. But I only got in Thursday night, so I'm keen to see the rest of the shows today. Yeah.
Love it. And I saw on your Instagram that you've created your own on-screen visuals for your performance. Is graphic design something else that you're into, as well as music? And how do you kind of blend those two creative passions together?
Yeah, I try to do a lot of the creative stuff myself. I love drawing. That was the first time really animating something. Dumb decision by me, but I chose to put like videos above the animation, which I'm going to try and take down, maybe not, but I love it. I try to incorporate, you know, the visual side and the music side in one thing, you know, all the time.
That's really cool. I saw it took you 4.5 hours to do. You're much braver than I am. I would have given up.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to see those when you perform. I heard that you started your career mostly on YouTube when you were around 12 years old. And I know like the 2014 time was a huge time to be on YouTube. Everyone wanted to do covers and, you know, everyone was on YouTube at the time. What inspired you to start YouTube in that way? And more specifically, I know your Singing You to Sleep series has been wildly popular. You do everything from Daniel Caesar to Disney covers to Christmas covers. I really thought that was a great idea. And what kind of drew you to that kind of style of YouTube video specifically?
I guess with YouTube in general, my siblings always encouraged me to be on YouTube. There's videos of me when I was like 6 years old on YouTube, if you guys are willing to dig. But I don't know, with the Sing You to Sleep stuff, there's another YouTuber, Elena Castillo, who also did a Sing You to Sleep series, but it was purely a cappella. And I'm like, I feel like I could put some guitar into this, you know? So that's kind of like what drew me into doing the whole Sing You to Sleep series. But I don't know, YouTube is just great. It's a great platform to like find people and people find you, you know? So it's pretty cool.
For sure. I love that. I'm someone who definitely needs some sort of noise to fall asleep to. So I love those videos. I'll like put one on and like, you know. So one of your songs that I've absolutely been loving, and it's been out for so long now, is Cherry Wine, which is obviously, you know, it's a fan favorite. It has 150 million plus streams on Spotify, which is a huge accomplishment, especially for someone so young. How has that kind of success changed your goals as an artist, just achieving something that major at such a young age and so early in your career?
I guess the way it's changed my goals is just like, you know, maybe I can start shifting this narrative and turn this into a, I know it's like, it's a thing to say, like, but turn this into an actual career, and I can trust it, and I can continue doing my stuff. And, you know, I just want to help my parents out at the end of the day, and I really just want to keep making this music, and I'm so, so keen on releasing more stuff very, very soon, very, very soon.
I love hearing that, and clearly it's worked out great for you. You have a new song out with Lynn Lapede called Room For You, and it has an accompanying music video, which I thought was so sweet. It's such a cute little video. Can you kind of dive into that song a little bit more and the music video that you made along with it?
Yeah, so Room For You kind of talks about long-distance friendships or relationships in general, whether it be like with family, your boyfriend, girlfriend, blah, 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 friendship, blah, 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 blah. But it all talks about that, all that cutesy stuff. And I think it's a really important topic, especially with me flying in and out of the America and UK and Asia very, very frequently nowadays. I kind of wanted to make a song that relates back to, you know, my mates back at home. And with Lynn as well, she kind of just recently moved to LA from Virginia, I think. I don't really know America all that well. But the music video just kind of talks about, it's just kind of just like friends that finally caught up once again, and they just, you know, finally have time to spend. So they go to the aquarium, they go check out all the old sites and all the stuff, which happens to be LA. I'm not from LA, but, you know, it's home in that music video. So it's kind of just, you know, a fun time. Really cute.
That's so fun. I love it. You can kind of find different meanings and different types of love, no matter how you come at it. 100. Now, I saw on your Instagram that your first song you're going to be performing at your set tonight is Unreleased.
Yes.
And you've also been teasing maybe a new album, got some new songs out. Can you maybe give us a hint as to when we can expect some new music from you?
When is the next? I think the next track that is aiming to come out might be September, like end of September. But I've got a few unreleased songs in this lineup, in this set list. The first song is, it's a pretty big banger. There's a song in the middle that's my absolute favorite. It's really, really groovy. I don't know what to tell you. I think there's just stuff that's going to be releasing from now till like mid next year. So it'll be sweet.
Love it. We'll definitely be on the lookout for those. And my final question for you is, you're only 22 years old.
Yes.
And you've achieved such massive success so far. I think, you know, it's only up from here for you. What success or what advice would you have, rather, for other young artists who are looking to make a career out of music in the way that you have?
I'd say just get your stuff out there. YouTube is great. Obviously, like, TikTok is really, really big. But YouTube makes those, I feel like it makes those long-lasting communities. Definitely keep experimenting with your sound. Start off with what really suits your voice. Experiment with your sound later on. But I'd say critiquing yourself in a very positive way is very important. You know, knowing what you kind of dislike from a previous track and making it better in your next one is super important, especially with art and drawing and whatnot. All of that stuff, all the personal critiques are really good. But don't beat yourself up. Just like be like, I could do this a little bit better, and do it. I'd say that's one way to get the ball rolling. From then on, you know, make some choices, make some mistakes, you know. It's all about learning, I guess, is what I've found at least, yeah.
Absolutely. Great advice. Well, thank you so much for meeting with us today. We really look forward to catching your set later today, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Why you standing on by yourself? Those shoes are made for dancing.
This segment was hosted by Abigail Harrison. It was edited and produced by Morgan Sioka, with support from Nudia Hernandez and WBEZ's Mendy Kong. Keep up with us at vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram.